morning, everyone. My name's Wayne.
Good morning. Is it Wayne?
It's such an honor and privilege for me to be with you here this morning.
Det er en stor ære og privilegium at få lov til at være sammen med jer her til morgen.
To be together with people that are hungry for more of Jesus.
At være sammen med mennesker, som er sultne efter mere Jesus.
I was praying, talking with the Lord last night.
Jeg talte med Gud i går.
And I was just so excited about these Bible schools we're going to do here on Saturdays.
Og jeg blev så begejstret for de her bibelskoler, vi skal have de her lørdage.
Because the Lord was just talking to me about how incredibly significant and full of destiny these days are going to be.
Så Gud han talte til mig om, hvor vigtige og hvor fulde af betydning de her dage de vil være.
We are totally 1,000,000% convinced God is going to revive this island.
Vi er 1,000,000% overbevist om, at Gud han vil vække den her ø,
which is going to spread to the mainland,
som kommer til at sprede sig til hovedlandet.
And how far that goes depends on us.
Og hvor langt det kommer til at gå, det afhænger af os.
Will it take over Germany and Norway and Sweden and the countries that surround Europe?
Vil det tage Norge, Sverige, Finland og de andre europæiske lande med os?
I don't know.
Det ved jeg ikke.
I only have a burden and passion for Denmark right now.
Jeg har kun en byrde og en passion for Danmark lige nu.
But I know about revival.
Jeg ved om vækkelse.
That when you're in it,
at når du er i den,
you don't want it to stop.
Så vil du ikke have den stoppe.
You want it to grow and grow and grow until there's no one left on the planet that's not saved.
Så vil du bare have den vokser og vokser og vokser til der er ingen tilbage på jorden som ikke er frelst.
Then maybe we can go save the aliens if they exist.
Så kan vi rejse ud og tage rumvæsenerne bagefter.
We don't know about that, but what we do know is this world, God has died for it.
Verden, Gud er død for den.
And the people outside of the church are so hungry.
Folk uden for kirken er så sultne i dag.
We had a group of teenagers, 18, 19, gymnasium students come to our church a couple of weeks ago.
Vi havde en gruppe gymnasieunge, som kom til vores kirke for nogle uger siden.
From Roskilde, just studying church, and they came to our church to learn about church.
Fra Roskilde Universitet, de kom bare for at studere kirke, for at se hvad kirke var.
I think there was about 20 students and the teacher.
Der var 20 elever og en lærer.
Asking us about what is a frikirke.
Så spurgte, hvad er en frikirke?
So they had the presentation.
Så de fik en præsentation af vores kirke.
But their questions afterwards wasn't like why are you against homosexuality or why are you against sex before marriage and all those typical worldly questions we see in the media.
Og spørgsmålet efter sessionen var ikke hvorfor er I imod homoseksualitet, hvorfor er I imod sex før ægteskabet og alle de ting vi ellers ser fra media spørger.
It was more of is this really real?
Det var mere spørgsmål som er det her rigtigt?
Because we were talking about the miracles and the power and the presence of God that we see all the time.
For det vi talte om, det var egentlig Guds kraft og Guds mirakler, det vi ser hele tiden.
And there was one young man sat there with tears in his eyes, like you just got from his questions the sense that do I dare believe there's something else in life?
Og der sad en ung mand med tårer i øjnene, og ud fra hans spørgsmål kunne du bare mærke den her: tør jeg virkelig tro på, at der er en Gud i mit liv?
It changed all their lives.
Det ændrede deres liv.
Just hearing the gospel in its proper way.
Bare det at høre evangeliet på den rigtige måde.
And the teacher was so overwhelmed, she says, I'm bringing every class back.
Og læreren var så overvældet af det her, så hun siger, jeg kommer til at bringe alle fremtidige klasser til.
They are hungry.
De er sultne.
Just last week, two of our young people were walking in the cemetery in Roskilde.
Sidste uge var der to af vores unge, der gik ned på kirkegården i Roskilde.
Just opposite where the new Dunkin' Donuts has opened.
Lige over for den nye donut shop.
There must be a God working in Roskilde for the donut shop to open. He's answered my prayers.
Der må være en Gud, siden at Dunkin' Donuts har åbnet i Roskilde. Han har svaret på mine bønner.
So they went to try it out and then went into the cemetery to eat their donuts.
Så de gik ind for at få en donut, og så gik de over på kirkegården for at spise den.
And in the center of this kirkegård, there's a little chapel.
Og midt på kirkegården, der er der et kapel.
And it started to rain, so they sat at the steps and two people invited them to come in.
Så det begyndte at regne, så de satte sig ud på trapperne derude, og to mennesker, de inviterede dem indenfor.
There was a small group of people meeting in the chapel there just to pray for revival.
Der var en lille gruppe mennesker, der mødte i det her kapel for at bede om vækkelse.
But right there at that time, when two of our young people were there eating their donuts.
Og lige på det tidspunkt, hvor to af vores unge var der og sad og spiste deres donuts.
And they and when they saw them, they said, "Oh, you know, we are from church too."
Og da de så dem, så sagde de, "Oh, vi kommer også fra kirken."
So which church you from?
Så hvilken kirke kommer I fra?
Oh, we're from Impact Church, Roskilde.
Vi kommer fra Impact Church.
Impact Church.
Impact Church.
Oh, can you pray for us to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Kan I bede, at vi må blive fyldt med Helligånden?
I'm like, number one.
Nummer et.
They want to be filled with the Spirit.
De vil fyldes af
Helligånden. They're praying for revival.
De beder om vækkelse.
Number two, they realize our church is the ones to ask. That was amazing.
Og nummer to, de ved, at vores kirke er der, man skal spørge.
So Andy, one of the guys, he gets the guitar that just starts worshiping. The Holy Spirit just fell in the place.
So Andy, han tager sin guitar, så begynder han at spille, og Helligånden bare falder på det her sted.
And they are weeping, laughing, lying on the floor. It was just incredible. God poured out amongst those few people in the middle of that cemetery.
Og Gud, han kommer midt på den her kirkegård, og de ler i ånden, og de græder i ånden, og de ligger på gulvet og ruller rundt.
God is wanting to move everywhere.
Gud ønsker at bevæge sig overalt.
He wants to revive us.
Han ønsker at vække os.
And revive this country.
Vække det her land.
And that is what we're going to be talking about in these studies, at least up till Christmas anyway.
Og det er det, vi skal snakke om de her studier, frem til jul i hvert fald.
Revival.
Vækkelse.
For us, there's no other solution.
For os er der ingen anden løsning.
If God doesn't move in Denmark, Denmark will be lost.
Hvis Gud ikke bevæger sig i Danmark, så er Danmark fortabt.
There's no education that's going to do it.
Der er ingen uddannelse, som vil kunne gøre det.
There's no clever idea of a politician that's going to help us.
Ingen smart idé fra politikerne, der vil kunne redde os.
There's no philosophical thought system that's going to change the people's lives.
Intet filosofisk tankesystem vil kunne ændre menneskers liv.
It's only the power of the gospel.
Det er kun kraften. I evangeliet.
And we're going to look at some of those secrets today.
Vi skal kigge på nogle af de hemmeligheder i dag.
So we've got some notes for you all.
Så har nogle notater for jer.
God's kingdom and God's power. That's this week and in 2 weeks' time. This morning we're going to do the kingdom of God. So
Guds rige og Guds kraft.
Take both sets of notes, and they're in Danish.
Det er danske notater. I får begge sæt. Nu har den ene til i dag, den anden til om 14 dage.
And while we give those out, I just want to present a little of our school.
Og mens vi deler dem ud, så vil jeg godt præsentere vores skole.
Impact School of Revival is where we come from.
Impact School of Revival er den skole, vi kommer fra.
A Bible school in Roskilde.
En bibelskole i Roskilde.
Now, we used to be called XL Ministry Academy.
Oprindeligt så hed vi XL Ministry Academy.
Because all the teachers, they had to be over 100 kilos to teach. No.
De alle lærere skulle være over 100 kilo.
But God just challenged us, and it was a bold step for us to even mention the word revival.
Men Gud han udfordrede os, og det var et modigt skridt for os at bare nævne ordet vækkelse.
Many churches laughed at the name.
Mange kirker lo af det her navn.
But we cannot deny who God has called us to be.
Men vi kan ikke nægte, hvem Gud har kaldt os til at være.
God has called us to bring revival to Denmark.
Gud har kaldt os til at bringe vækkelsen til Danmark.
And the fact that God has brought you here, this is not a chance. It's not an accident, sorry.
Okay.
I couldn't think of
it. Og det er faktum, at Gud har bragt jer her i dag, det er ikke et tilfælde.
It's the destiny of God. God wants this fire to spread.
Det er Guds vilje, det er Guds ønske. Det han ønsker sin ild spredt.
And we're just excited that if you can catch the principles and the spirit of revival.
Og vi er så begejstrede for, at hvis I kan fange ånden i vækkelsen.
And take it back to your churches.
Og tage tilbage til jeres kirker.
A fire will spread throughout this island.
Så vil ilden sprede sig ud over øen.
I come from Wales.
Jeg kommer fra Wales.
Wales is known as the land of revivals.
Det er kendt som vækkelseslandet.
The last national revival we had was in 1904.
Den sidste nationale vækkelse vi havde var i 1904.
But roughly back home we have a revival roughly every 10 years in Wales.
Men sådan cirka hver 10 år så er der en vækkelse der rammer Wales.
It's never gone national since then, but it's very regional.
Det er ikke gået nationalt siden 1904, men i regionerne.
And most people never get to hear about it.
Og mange mennesker hører aldrig om det her.
When I got saved in the 80s, it was doing a revival.
Da jeg blev frelst i 80'erne, var det under en vækkelse.
Everybody my age got saved in 5 days.
Alle på min alder i det område
a
blev frelst på 5 dage.
Plus many hundreds older and younger than me.
Plus mange hundrede både ældre og yngre.
And that's weird when you think that my town was only about 3,500 people.
Og det er underligt at tænke på, at min by kun er 3,500 mennesker.
But within 3 months, over 500 people got saved.
Men på 3 måneder blev over 500 frelst.
Of a very hard kind of coal mining, drinking, hard life, poor culture.
Og det er en, vi skal forstå, det er en by med en fattig kultur, en kulminekultur, med mange alkoholikere.
A violent culture.
En voldskultur.
My upbringing was, you work hard in the week, you play rugby, you fight, you get drunk. That's life.
Min opvækst var, du arbejder hårdt hele ugen, så spiller du rugby, så slås du, og så drikker du.
And that's life.
Og det er livet.
And I was looking forward at the age of 6 to be able to be 18 to get into the rugby club.
Og da jeg var 6 år gammel, så jeg bare frem til at skulle blive 18, så jeg kom ind i rugbyklubben og kom.
I'm so glad God grabbed hold of me and showed me that there is another lifestyle.
Jeg er så glad for Gud, han tog fat i mig og viste mig, der var en anden.
But we get to that when we get to the teaching.
Men det kommer vi til senere.
2 years ago.
For 2 år siden.
Just 5 kilometers away from my town.
5 kilometer væk fra min by.
A town called Cumbran.
I en by, som hedder Cumbra.
In 6 months.
På 6 måneder.
God poured out his spirit there and 60,000 people got saved. 60,000 people.
Gud kastede sin ånd ud over det her område, og 60,000 blev frelst.
There are now 25 churches out of that one church where God poured out his spirit.
Der er nu 25 kirker ud af den ene kirke, hvor Gud han udgød sin ånd.
3 years after I got saved, God poured out his spirit in a town called Pontllanfraith.
3 år efter jeg blev frelst, udgød Gud sin ånd i en anden by i området.
And 1,200 people got saved in 6 months.
Og 1,200 mennesker blev frelst på 6 måneder.
The chief witches of the country.
Overheksen.
The big rocker gangs and all their leaders.
De store rockerbander og deres ledere.
And if you go back to Wales today, many of those men and women are pastors of the churches.
Og hvis du går tilbage til Wales, så mange af de her mennesker pastorer i kirkerne rundt omkring.
It's great. And as I said, the last revival was 2 years ago.
Og den sidste vækst, det var for 2 år siden.
I'm looking forward to the next one.
Og jeg ser frem mod den næste.
But
men
I want the next one, God, to be here.
Men jeg vil have den næste, den skal være her.
Our God can definitely do it.
Vores Gud kan gøre
det. I've seen him do it again and again and again and again.
Jeg har set ham gøre det igen og igen og igen og igen.
And so our Bible school is teaching for 1 year all about those principles to prepare you so that you can fulfill the purposes of God for your life in that revival.
Så vores bibelskole underviser i et års pensum om principperne i det her med vækkelse og hvordan du kan udfylde din plads.
So if any of you have the time,
så hvis nogen af jer har tiden,
take a pack.
Så tag en pakke.
Home, read the curriculum that we teach.
Læs undervisningsplanen igennem.
It is incredibly cheap compared to other Bible schools.
Det er rigtig billigt i forhold til andre bibelskoler.
It's just 2,000 kroner a month.
Det koster kun 2,000 kroner om måneden.
For 12 months, so it's 24,000.
Så det er 24,000.
And you can live at home if you're close enough to travel in, or you can stay at the school.
Hvis du bor tæt nok på, så kan du bo hjemme og så køre ind hver dag, eller så kan du bo på skolen.
And it's only 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday.
Det er kun 3 dage i ugen, mandag, tirsdag, onsdag.
But it will change you.
Men det vil forandre dig.
Ask Stina.
Bare spørg Stina.
I don't know who she is. She's frightening now.
Jeg ved ikke, hvem hun er. Hun er skræmmende nu.
She's been going this last year, but
hun er gået et år nu.
In our church,
i vores kirke,
over 40 people have been to this school.
Er der over 40, der har gået på skolen.
And it's changed our church completely.
Det har forandret vores kirke totalt.
The power and presence of God in our church is at such a high level.
Kraften og Guds nærvær i kirken er på så højt et niveau.
Plus the hunger for more of God.
Og sulten efter mere af Gud.
That we know as the leaders of our church that it is because of the teaching of the school.
Og det ved vi som leder i kirke, vi ved det på grund af undervisningen på skolen.
And you talk to anybody, I know that Hans Ole will say the same with Stina, what is happening here
is what we teach at the school.
And other people that have come from other churches, it's changed.
Det er for andre mennesker, også fra andre kirker, som kommer til vores
Because
skole.
We want the fire of God.
Fordi vi ønsker Guds ild.
When I was 16,
da jeg var 16.
So you're all welcome to take one of these home if you want to put them in your church to tell other people, take a couple.
Meget velkommen til at tage undervisningsmateriale her med hjem eller pakken om skolen her med hjem.
When I was I got saved when I was 16.
Jeg blev frelst som 16-årig.
I was a leader of a criminal gang.
Jeg var leder af en kriminel bande.
But we'll get into that much later.
Det snakker vi om meget senere.
How I got saved was not how most people get saved.
Og måden jeg blev frelst på var ikke som flest blev frelst.
I can tell you that. But I grew up, my grandmother used to tell me about the 1904 revival.
Min bedstemor plejede at fortælle mig om 1904-vækkelsen.
She was a young girl back then.
Hun var en ung pige dengang.
And she used to tell me stories that I remember as a child would make me excited.
Og hun fortalte mig historier, som jeg kan huske, at som barn gjorde de mig begejstret.
Things like you, they would always be looking out the window on a Sunday of the house.
De ville altid kigge ud af vinduet om søndagen ud på husene.
Many of them didn't have clocks.
Mange af dem havde ikke ure.
So they couldn't really tell the time. They couldn't read or write.
Så de kunne ikke sige hvad tiden var. Eller vidste ikke hvad tiden var. De kunne heller ikke skrive eller læse.
But they always knew when it was time to go to church.
Men de vidste altid hvornår det var tid til at gå til kirke.
Because a great ball of light would come flying down the valley.
Fordi en stor lys klump vil komme ned igennem dalen.
Like a sphere. Like
en sfære.
A glowing football.
Ja. But en glødende bold.
And it would separate, smaller ones would come out of this ball and go to each church and just hover above the pulpit.
Og den ville dele sig, når den kom ned i dalen, og så ville den gå ud, små dele af den her gå ud til hver eneste kirke i området.
When
og
you,
de ville stå og svæve over talerstolen.
When
i
you saw
kirker.
The light, that's when you went out of your home and everybody would pass, the whole street would be a river of people going to church.
Og når du så lyset, så vidste du, nu skal jeg ud af mit hjem, fordi nu er det tid til at gå til kirke, og hele gaden ville være fyldt med mennesker.
If you go to Wales, they say in Wales every 100 meters there's a church.
Hvis du tager til Wales, så siger de, for hver 100 meter er der en kirke.
And in my town of 3,500 people, there are two churches which seats 500 people each.
I min by der er der 3,500 mennesker. Der er der to kirker, som begge to har 500.
They're over 100 years old. They were all built during that revival time.
De blev begge to bygget i den vækkelsestid.
And she said the reason why that is because they built them very quickly out of stone.
De byggede dem hurtigt ud af sten.
But there was no heat in and there was no electricity, there was no light in them.
Der var ingen lys, der var ingen varme, der var ingen elektricitet.
They built them that way because they never needed there to be heat or light, because this ball of light would give light and heat.
De byggede dem på den her måde, fordi de behøvede ikke elektricitet og lys. Fordi den her ildkugle, den vil bringe både varme og lys ind i kirken.
And that whole Shekinah glory of God.
Og Guds Shekinah herlighed.
Was they knew God was in the house.
De vidste at Gud han var i huset.
I never forget my grandmother telling me there was an English preacher came to preach in her church in Abakan.
Jeg glemmer aldrig min bedstemor fortalte mig, der var en engelsk prædikant og talte i hendes kirke i Abakan.
Now in that church, that seats about 2,500 people.
Den kirke der er plads til cirka 2,500 mennesker.
It is huge.
Den er stor.
It's still there today.
Den er der stadigvæk i dag.
All these churches are still there today.
Alle de her kirker er der stadigvæk.
And halfway through his preaching, he was preaching heresy. He was preaching not what the Bible teaches.
Halvvejs igennem hans undervisning, og han talte vranglære, altså ikke Bibelens lære, men en vranglære.
And the ball of light just left.
Og så forsvandt den her lyskugle.
So all the people just walked out in the middle of his sermon.
Så alle mennesker, de gik ud af kirken.
Because okay, if God doesn't want to listen to it, I don't want to listen to it.
Fordi hvis Gud han ikke vil lytte til det, så vil jeg heller ikke lytte til det.
And we will talk about many, many stories that both I've heard that happened, but also stuff that I've experienced and seen.
Vi kommer til at snakke om mange, mange historier, som jeg både har hørt om er sket, men også som jeg har set og oplevet selv.
So as I said, I'm Wayne, I'm from Wales. I'm married to my wife, Gwenda, she's Welsh too, and we have three children.
Som jeg sagde, jeg hedder Wayne, jeg er fra Wales. Jeg er gift med min kone Gwenda, som også er fra Wales, og vi har tre børn.
And all of my three children are involved in the ministry in our church.
Alle tre børn er i dag en del af tjenesten i kirken.
And that is great, because that, you know, it's sad, but many churches criticize our church because whole families are involved in the church.
Det er trist, fordi der findes kirker, som rent faktisk kritiserer vores kirke, fordi hele familier er aktive i kirken.
And I find myself having to defend, like, how else should it be?
Og jeg finder mig selv forsvar det her, og jeg tænker, men hvordan skulle det ellers være?
Should we have our kids out there in the world while we're enjoying God?
Skulle vores kirke,
that's
skulle,
not
skulle
biblical.
Vores børn, skulle vores børn være et andet sted end i kirken, hvor vi er? Det er jo ikke bibelsk.
And it's incredible to see whole families.
Og det er fantastisk at se hele familier.
Sons, daughters, aunties, uncles, grandfathers, grandmothers.
Sønner og døtre, onkler og tanter, farmor og farfar.
That's how it should be.
Det er sådan det skulle være.
Not to criticize that.
Det handler ikke om at kritisere det.
And so all my kids are in the ministry because they've experienced many of these things that is undeniable that God is real.
Så mine børn er i kirken og tjener også der, fordi de har set mange af de ting, som ikke kan modbevise, at Gud han lever.
I'll explain one of the miracles that happened in our church a few years ago that got my eldest son saved.
Jeg skal forklare en af de mirakler, der skete i vores kirke, som fik min ældste søn frelst.
a little later on, but
lidt senere.
I've been a missionary for 25 years.
Jeg har været missionær i 25 år.
Here in Denmark, altogether, I think I've been in Denmark 12 years.
Jeg har været i Danmark i 12 år.
I was here in the 90s for 5 years, and then I've been here from 2008 also.
Jeg var i 90'erne, var jeg her i 5 år, og så har jeg været her siden 2008 nu.
In between those two periods, my wife and I, we were missionaries in Eastern Europe when the Iron Curtain fell.
Imellem de her to perioder, så var vi missionærer i Østeuropa.
We were with a missions organization that were doing a lot of leadership training in the churches in Eastern Europe.
Vi var med en missionsorganisation, der lavede en masse ledertræning i kirkerne i Østeuropa.
When Ceausescu, for example, was killed and Romania was set free.
Da Ceausescu blev dræbt og Rumænien blev sat fri.
In 1991, 6 million people got saved.
I 91 der blev 6 millioner
mennesker frelst. A massive revival broke out in Romania.
En massiv vækkelse, en kæmpe vækkelse brød ud i Rumænien.
Which left Romania with a massive problem.
Som skabte et kæmpe problem for Rumænien.
Loads of new converts, but no leaders.
Masser af nye omvendte, men ingen ledere.
No pastors.
Ingen pastorer.
Because it was illegal to have a church. Ceausescu would kill you.
Fordi før Ceausescu, han havde dræbt dig, hvis han havde vidst, du var kristen.
And so we went in and did a huge amount of leadership training in those first 5 years.
Så vi gjorde en meget, meget stor del af ledertræning i Rumænien de første 5 år.
And the church in Romania, for example, is incredibly large.
Og kirken i Rumænien er kæmpestor.
Their buildings seat 4,000-5,000 people in each church.
De bygger kirkebygninger med 4,000-5,000 mennesker i hver.
And most people never hear of these stories because our Western news reports never report what God is doing.
Og de fleste mennesker hører ikke om de her historier, fordi vores vestlige medier fortæller ikke om det.
Because in the West we live in a predominantly atheistic society.
Fordi vi lever i et dominerende ateistisk samfund.
In the media.
I medieverdenen.
Not in the world.
Ikke
not
i
in the in society, but in media.
I medierne.
And so we spent a lot of time there.
Så vi brugte masser af tid der.
Before that, we were involved with church planting in England and Wales.
Før det så var vi involveret i kirkeplantning i England og Wales.
We've been involved in planting 20 different churches.
Vi har plantet 20 forskellige kirker.
And a number of youth groups and missions stuff and.
Og en stor mængde ungdomsgrupper.
We've been around a lot.
Vi har lavet en hel del.
I don't think there's one job. There isn't a job in a church where I haven't done.
Jeg tror ikke, der er et job i kirken, jeg ikke har gjort.
From the accounts,
fra bogføringen,
to cleaning the toilets,
til at rense toiletter,
to being the minibus driver,
køre minibussen,
pastor, evangelist,
pastor, what,
you name it, I've done it.
Jeg har gjort det. Lydmand.
Sometimes willingly, yeah, I've been sound man, worship leader, at the same time.
Lovsleder og lydmand samtidig.
That was difficult, because I'm playing my guitar and then just. I had the thing right with the side of me.
Spille guitar og styre lyden samtidig, det er nogle gange en udfordring.
So that's a little bit about me.
Så lidt om mig.
We'll get to know each other, I'm sure, as the weeks go on.
Vi skal nok lære hinanden at kende som ugerne
går. So I've been in full-time ministry for 30 years.
Jeg har været i fuldtidstjeneste i 30 år.
Ah, in January it'll be 30 years.
Til januar.
So you can now should be able to guess what my age is.
Så nu kan I begynde at gætte min alder. 78.
If I got saved when I was 16 and I've been in the ministry almost 30 years. Yes, sexifer. A very young man.
Jeg er en ung mand på 46.
But when I was 16.
Men da jeg var 16.
I saw revival.
Så jeg vækkelsen.
I didn't understand the principles. I was just enjoying the manifestations.
Jeg så ikke rigtig mere. Jeg nød bare manifestationen af Gud.
I saw the manifestation. I didn't understand the principles.
Jeg så manifestationen for Gud, men jeg forstod ikke principperne i det.
I was a new person in Christ.
Jeg var nyfrelst.
But as we began to ask our older people questions,
men som vi begyndte at spørge de ældre i kirken om,
what used to amaze me was that this wasn't a surprise to them. They were well used to this.
Det der egentlig overraskede mig var, at det her det var ikke nyt for dem. De var
they understood the secrets and the principles.
De forstod hemmelighederne og principperne i det her.
And what was happening was a surprise to us, but to them it was just normal life.
Så hvad der skete, det var en overraskelse for os, men for dem var det normalt liv.
And so we used to spend a lot of time with the older people, us young people.
Så vi unge, vi brugte rigtig meget tid sammen med de ældre i kirken.
Some of my favorite, they're all dead now, but some of my favorite people in the Lord have been the 80 and 90 year olds that we used to go to their houses and ask questions.
Nogle af mine favorite mennesker i kirken, og de er alle sammen døde nu, det var de 80 og 90 årige, som vi kom til.
Sometimes we get told off because you know you got 30, 40 young guys.
Nogle gange fik vi skæld ud, fordi du har de her 30-40 unge.
Piling into a 90-year-old lady's house.
Som vælter ind i den her 90-årige dames hus.
Everybody's like, what is she doing?
Og alle tænker bare, hvad laver hun?
We're all queuing up to get into her living room.
Vi står simpelthen i kø for at komme ind i hendes stue.
Because little Audrey there, man, she would just talk about what would happen.
For lille Audrey, hun talte om, hvad der ville ske.
And her testimonies would make us hungry.
Og hendes vidnesbyrd ville gøre os sultne.
And it was like those principles of revival which she was sowing into us.
Og de principper for vækkelse, som hun såede ind i os.
That would make us hungry. God, you must do it again.
De ville gøre os sultne og sige, Gud, du må gøre det her igen.
And I'm going to tell you a lot of these stories for the purpose of making you hungry.
Jeg kommer til at fortælle jer mange af de historier, simpelthen for at gøre jer sultne.
And they were fantastic days because there were days we would float out of their homes.
Der var dage hvor vi bare ville flyde ud af deres hjem.
Just so high on the Holy Spirit and God's presence.
Så høj af Helligånden og af Guds nærvær.
Just hearing what God has done and wants to do again.
Bare høre hvad Gud han har gjort og hvad han ønsker at gøre igen.
And it was about 3 years after some of those stories that we hear, God hit our town again.
Og cirka 3 år efter vi begyndte at høre de her historier, så ramte Gud vores by igen.
And change society, change the whole law in Great Britain.
Forvandlede still this day. Forvandlede lovene i England.
I'll explain what happened during our studies, but that changed the whole Great Britain law.
Jeg skal fortælle mere om det senere, men det her, det ændrede hele Englands lovgivning.
What happened during that time? We were only 16, 17, 18 year olds, but God used us to change our country.
Vi var 16 til 18 år gamle, men Gud han brugte os til at ændre hele landet.
That's still in force today.
Som stadigvæk er i kraft i dag.
God can easily do it.
Gud kan let gøre det.
It's about us.
Det handler om os.
It's about us.
Det handler om os.
So let's have a look. Why is it about us? Let's look at the kingdoms of God. Kingdom of God. Our
so,
notes.
Hvorfor handler det om? Lad os kigge om for Guds rige.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. A verse
you
all
know.
The Lord's Prayer. You all know this.
Fader vor, kender alle sammen.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. Right here in the Lord's Prayer, Jesus gives us the blueprint for revival.
Lige her i Fader vores, så giver Gud os grundtegningen til vækkelse.
It was a, I can't remember her name actually. It was a very old woman from my wife's church that revealed this to me when I was 16.
En meget gammel dame fra min kones kirke, som viste mig det her, da jeg var 16 år gammel.
She was at 13, 14 during the 1904 revival.
Hun var 13 eller 14 under 1904 vækkelsen.
She personally led thousands of people to the Lord.
Og hun, den her kvinde, ledte over 1000 mennesker til Gud.
Back in the Rhondda Valley where she came from, she was quite famous for leading, as a little 13-year-old girl, 14-year-old girl, for leading the big, tough, drunk men to the Lord out of the pubs.
Og hun var kendt i Rhondda-dalen, som hun kom fra, for at lede de her store, fulde mænd til Guds rige.
She was incredibly anointed at it.
Hun var utrolig salvet til det.
Thousands of people.
Tusindvis af mennesker.
And I got to meet her when she was in her 90s.
Jeg fik lov til at møde hende, da hun var i sine 90'er.
And we went to visit her home when I was courting my wife. She took me to see her.
Og mens jeg kom sammen med min kone, så tog vi hjem for at besøge hende.
Little did I know it was an ambush.
Og jeg vidste ikke det her, det var et bagholdsangreb.
My wife took me to see her for her to kind of sense and prophesy over me to see if I was worthy enough to marry her.
min nuværende kone tog med hjem til den her kvinde for at hun skulle profetere over mig for at se mig. Og for at vide om hun var værdig til, eller om jeg var værdig til at blive gift med hende.
Because even though this woman was bedridden, she couldn't get out of bed. She was old.
For selvom den her kvinde, hun var bundet til sin seng, kunne ikke komme ud af sengen.
she still had the presence and power and the gifts of God in her life.
Så hun stadig Guds nærvær og Guds kraft og Guds gaver i sit liv. Det var skræmmende.
As her daughter led us into this little front room.
I det hendes datter, hun led os ind i det her lille forværelse.
As I walked into the room, I walked into the presence of God. It just filled the room.
Da jeg gik derind, så gik jeg ind i Guds nærvær. Det var hele rummet var fyldt af det.
But little did my wife know.
Hvad min kone ikke vidste var,
that my whole church is like that.
Var at hele min kirke var på den her måde, min hjemkirke.
There would be 200 or 300 young people queuing up an hour before the doors would open to get in to get to the front rows of the church.
Der ville være 200-300 mennesker, eller unge mennesker, der stod uden for kirken i kø for at vente på at dørene åbnede, så de kunne komme ind og komme op foran i kirken.
The biggest problem our pastor had is wasn't getting young people into the church, is stopping them fighting and beating each other who is going to get to the front first.
Det største problem vores pastor havde var ikke at få unge mennesker ind i kirken, men det var at de slåsede udenfor for at se hvem der kom først ind.
Very often we'd come in with a black eye or a bleeding nose.
Ofte kom ind med blå øjne og blødende næser.
We were saved, but we knew very little and we just loved Jesus. So we still fought each other to get to the front of the church.
Vi var frelst, men vi vidste bare så lidt. Så vi slåsede ofte for at komme først ind i kirken.
He had to teach us, guys, stop hitting each other.
Og han var nødt til at lære her unge mennesker, men stop med at slå hinanden.
He jumped in front of me.
Jamen, han gik ind foran mig.
So Christ says, turn the other cheek.
Så Kristus siger, jamen så vend den anden kind til.
Yeah, I'll show him this cheek if he does it again.
Jeg skal vise den her kind.
We were rough street guys.
Vi var gadebørn.
We weren't good little Christian kids. None of us were grew up in church.
Vi var ikke dygtige unge kristne, som var vokset op i kirken.
One of my best mates, when he got baptized in water, when he came back out of the water.
Vi havde en af vores mænd, da han blev døbt i vand. Han kom tilbage ud af vandet.
The only way he knew how to describe the joy inside him is he just threw out a load of swear words. This is great.
Den eneste måde, han virkelig kunne udtrykke sig på, var en masse bandeord, så han kom over vandet, så begyndte han bare at bande.
We all laughed, all the old ladies went blood red.
Vi skreg og griner, alle de gamle damer, de blev røde i hovederne.
And how will our pastor says, well, praise God, but not that way.
Og vores pastor sagde, well, pris Herren, men ikke på den måde.
It was raw.
Det var råt.
It was amazing.
Det var fantastisk.
And every one of that generation are in the ministry somewhere across the planet today.
Og alle fra den generation i det område var er i tjeneste i dag et eller andet sted på planeten.
It was incredible.
Det var fantastisk.
And we want to see that again.
Og vi ønsker at se det her igen.
Can you imagine 400 young people queuing up and fighting to get to the front of this church?
Kan du forestille dig 400 mennesker her uden for døren som står i kø søndag morgen for at komme ind i kirken?
Why not?
Hvorfor ikke?
This was a town of 3,500 people.
Det var en by med 3,500 mennesker.
There wasn't, I think out of that whole generation of young people, I can only think, because I knew most of them, I can only think of 3 or 4 that weren't saved.
Ud af hele den her generation af unge mennesker i min by, og jeg kender dem, de fleste af dem, kan jeg kun tænke på 3-4 stykker, som ikke blev frelst.
All girls.
Og det var alle sammen piger.
And I don't know why that was.
Og jeg ved ikke hvorfor.
But there wasn't a boy that wasn't there.
Men der var ikke en dreng, som ikke kom i kirken.
For the young. That's wild.
Det er vildt.
But can you imagine them piling into you or wherever your church is?
Men forestil dig bare vælten ind i kirken her. Eller
that's what a move of God is.
Det er hvad Guds bevægelse er.
How is your church going to react?
Hvordan vil din kirke reagere på det?
Oh, see, the rough people messing up the place.
Oh, de laver rod i alting.
Well, when we had a revival in the town in England I was at.
Vi havde en vækkelse i en by i England jeg boede i.
Some of the young men they would come direct from work to the prayer meeting.
Var der nogle af de unge mænd som ville komme direkte fra arbejde og til bøn.
And they'd be staying at 7 o'clock at night so they'd be hungry.
Klokken 7 om aftenen, de ville være sultne.
I'll never forget 5 of the old people arguing with me how bad it is that the young people peeling oranges to eat during the prayer meeting.
Og der var
it puts you off prayer.
5 af de gamle damer som diskuterede med mig om hvor slemt det var at de unge mænd de sad og skrællede appelsiner for at spise dem under et bønnemøde.
When I was praying I was thinking, oh, that smells nice.
Men jeg bad, så tænkte jeg bare, åh, det lugter godt.
Oh, heathen man, they've got no respect for the presence of God.
Åh, de har ingen respekt for Guds nærvær.
Now, these guys couldn't wait. They wouldn't even go home to eat. They wanted to get to the prayer meeting.
Well, de her gutter, de ville ikke engang vente. De ville ikke hjem for at spise. De ville bare direkte til bønnemøde.
That's great.
Det er fantastisk.
But it upsets the status quo.
Men det udfordrer status quo.
And it needs to.
Og det bliver nødt til.
Jesus gives us the blueprint.
Jesus han giver os originaltegningerne.
In Matthew chapter 6.
I Matthæus 6.
Verse 13, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Vers 13, og led os ikke ind i fristelse, men fri os fra det onde, for dit er riget og magten og æren i evighed. Amen.
Jesus gave us three subjects right there. The kingdom of God, the power of God, and the glory of God.
Jesus han gav os tre emner der, lige der. Guds rige, Guds kraft og Guds herlighed.
At this point in time,
på det her tidspunkt,
Jesus says they belong to God. For yours, Father, is the kingdom, the power and the glory.
Der tilhører de Gud, for dit er riget, magten og æren.
Then in the end of Matthew chapter 28, verse 18,
i Matteus 28,
Jesus says something different. Something has changed.
Så siger Jesus noget andet. Noget er ændret. Noget er forandret.
Matthew 28, verse 18.
28:18.
Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Og Jesus sagde, mig er givet al magt i himlen og på jorden.
What is he talking about, this power?
Hvad taler han om, den her
He's
kraft?
Talking about what was the Father's.
Han taler om, hvad der var.
In Matthew
faders,
chapter 6. The kingdom 6. of God.
Guds rige.
The power of God.
Guds kraft.
And God's glory.
Og Guds herlighed.
That did belong just to the Father.
De tilhørte Guds fader.
Has now been given to the Son.
Er nu blevet givet til Sønnen.
All authority on heaven and earth has been given to me.
Alt autoritet i himlen og på jorden er givet til mig.
And then he says something fantastic.
Og så siger han noget fantastisk.
Verse 19.
I vers 19.
Therefore, or because of this fact, or because I have these things,
derfor eller fordi jeg har de her ting eller på grund af dette,
go into go. All the world and make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and so on and so on.
Gå ud i al verden og forkynd evangeliet og gør alle mennesker og så videre.
What was the Father's was given to the Son because of his death on the cross.
Det der var faderens blev givet til sønnen på grund af hans død på korset.
And then Jesus gave it to the church.
Og så giver Jesus det til kirken.
The kingdom of God, the power of God, and the glory of God.
Guds rige, Guds kraft og Guds herlighed.
Now we're going to look at a lot more scriptures that proves this.
Vi kommer til at kigge på rigtig mange andre skrifter, som kommer til at bevise det her.
But first of all, I want to talk about the kingdom of God today.
Men først i dag vil jeg gerne tale om Guds rige.
You see, when we jump over to when the straight from this time in Matthew to the book of Acts.
Når vi hopper over fra det her tidspunkt i Matthæus til apostlenes gerninger.
We see this blueprint actually happen.
Så ser vi den her tegning rent faktisk ske.
In the first five chapters of Acts.
I de første fem kapitler i Apostlenes Gerninger.
Let's have a look there, Acts chapter 1.
Apostlenes Gerninger 1.
Remember, okay, that it wasn't Mark, Luke and John after Matthew.
Det var ikke Markus, Lukas og John efter Matthæus.
It was Acts.
Det var Apostlenes Gerninger.
It's just that's other versions of the gospel by the other disciples.
De tre andre, det er bare andre områder i evangeliet.
So straight after Jesus said to this happens.
Så lige efter Jesus har sagt det her, så sker det her.
Verse 4.
Vers 4.
Verse 3.
Vers 3.
He appeared to them over a period of 40 days after he rose from the dead and spoke and taught them about the kingdom of God.
Efter sin lidelse og død trådte Jesus frem for dem med mange beviser på at han levede i de 40 dage han viste sig for dem og talte om Guds rige.
So for 40 days Jesus is talking to the disciples, teaching the disciples about the principles of the kingdom of God.
Så i 40 dage der taler Gud til sine disciple om principperne for Guds rige.
Why was he doing that?
Hvorfor gjorde han det?
Hadn't Jesus been teaching them the last 3.5 years about the principles of the kingdom of God?
Havde Jesus ikke undervist dem de sidste 3.5 år om principperne i Guds rige?
Yes, he had.
Ja, det havde han.
But they didn't understand anything he was saying to them.
Men de forstod ikke hvad han sagde til dem.
Because they were when Jesus rose from the dead, they were still expecting Jesus to do away with the Romans and bring Israel like it was at the time of David, ruling the earth.
Fordi da Jesus han døde, troede disciplinerne stadigvæk, at Jesus han skulle gøre det af med romerne og bringe Israel tilbage til den tid, den havde under Davids tid.
They were still expecting Jesus to bring in a physical kingdom of rulership.
De forventede stadigvæk, at Jesus han skulle skabe et fysisk kongedømme.
To overthrow the emperor in Rome.
At vælte kejseren i Rom.
Wipe out the Roman army and all the soldiers.
Udslette den romerske hær.
and set the Jews on the kings of the world.
Og oprejse jøderne til at være verdens konger.
That was not the kingdom of God's plan.
Men det var ikke Guds riges plan.
But they thought it was because they didn't understand it.
Men det troede de, fordi de forstod det ikke.
But now Jesus is not just teaching this spiritual revelation hitting their hearts.
Men nu taler Jesus om den her åndelige åbenbaring, som er i deres hjerter.
And we're going to talk about the power of revelation when we look at the power of God.
Og vi kommer til at snakke om den kraft der i den åbenbaring, når vi snakker om Guds kraft.
But these principles of life in the kingdom of God wasn't about swinging a sword and fighting and winning.
Men de her principper om liv i Guds rige var ikke om at svinge et sværd og vinde.
It was about how you live your life.
Det var om hvordan du lever
in the world.
I verden.
Jesus talked about being salt and light and so on and so on.
Jesus taler om at være salt og lys og så videre.
And these principles for the next 40 days Jesus is teaching. What is he doing? He's laying a foundation for the next stage of the move of God.
Og i de her 40 dage, der taler Jesus om de her principper. Han lægger et fundament for den næste bevægelse i Guds rige.
You cannot build something strong unless the foundation is strong enough.
Du kan ikke bygge noget stærkt, medmindre dit fundament er i orden.
So many people in churches run around with the power of God.
Så mange mennesker løber rundt i vores kirker med Guds kraft.
But they have none of the kingdom of God in place.
Men de har ikke Guds rige på plads.
And very quickly, as fast as they rise, they fall.
Og lige så hurtigt som de kan bygge noget op, så vil det falde.
You see, all these famous preachers today suddenly fall into sin.
Alle de her kendte prædikanter i dag, som lige pludselig falder i synd.
Or they move in some great power.
Og de bevæger sig i stor kraft.
But they're like a matchstick, you know.
Men det er som tændstik, som tænder hurtigt og så slukker.
That is not revival.
Det er ikke vækkelse.
Revival explodes.
Vækkelse eksploderer.
That's true. It's a massive sudden fire.
Det er en stor massiv pludselig kraft ild.
But our determination in these days.
Men vores beslutning i de her dage.
Is to make sure that our children will run even further than what we've run with it.
At vi gør det sikkert, at vores børn vil løbe endnu længere end vi kommer.
That they will experience the level we're at, but they will take it to an even higher level so that it grows, it doesn't diminish.
At de vil også opleve det niveau vi kommer til, og de vil tage det til videre derfra, så de vil ikke, det vil ikke.
One of the things that have annoyed me about revival in the past.
The thing is what?
One of the things that has annoyed me, irritated me.
En af de ting som har irriteret mig med vækkelse tidligere.
Why does it suddenly come and then boop? After a few months gone.
Hvorfor kommer det pludselig og så lige pludselig er det væk igen?
God never designed it to be like that.
Sådan har Gud ikke bestemt det skulle være.
There are other mitigating factors.
Der er andre omstændigheder her.
I remember asking my grandmother this.
Jeg spurgte min bedstemor om det her.
Why isn't all those miracles happening today?
Hvorfor sker alle de her mirakler ikke i dag?
She said, well, the first revival in 1904, the First World War killed off.
Jeg siger, den første vækkelse fra 1904, den blev dræbt af første verdenskrig.
When you look at history.
Når du ser på historien.
The first men to go into battle and to be killed out of the British Army were the Welsh regiments.
De første mænd der blev dræbt i første verdenskrig var det walisiske regiment.
The English sent the Welsh to test the forces.
Engelske mændene sendte waliserne først ind for at mærke modstanden.
All these guys were all revivalists.
De var gamle vækkelseskæmper det her.
And millions were killed.
Og millioner blev dræbt.
And the that's why I don't know of any men from the 1904 revival. I do know the women.
Det er derfor jeg ikke kender nogen mænd fra den her 1904 vækkelse. Jeg kender, har kun mødt kvinderne.
And it snuffed a lot of that move of God out.
Og det slukkede en stor del af den her.
But it happened again in 1924, 1927, and 1935.
Men det skete igen i 1924, 1927 og 1935.
And even you read of Evan Roberts of 1904, but have you heard of Rhys Howells in 1935?
Du har hørt om Roberts fra 1904, men har du hørt om Rhys Howells fra 35?
Yeah. Another massive revival broke out in the valleys of South. That was just mainly the South Wales region.
Det var endnu en stor vækkelse, som udbrød i dalene i Syd Wales.
And it was the Second World War that killed all those men.
Og det blev dræbt i anden verdenskrig.
Incredible.
Utroligt.
So it's time for us to find and do these things again.
Så det er tid til også at finde og gøre de her ting igen.
But the first level, the first fundament, the first foundation has to be the kingdom of God at work in our lives.
Men det første niveau, fundamentet, må være Guds rige i vores liv.
Jesus spoke to them, the kingdom of God, those principles got to be a foundation.
Jesus talte til dem, Guds rige, og det må være fundamentet, vi bygger det her på.
You can have all the charisma and skill and talent in the world.
Du kan have al karisma og talent og udstråling i hele verden.
You can have an incredible call of God on your life.
Du kan have et fantastisk gudskald på dit liv.
To be bigger than Billy Graham as an evangelist.
At være større end Billy Graham som evangelist.
But all that will take you into the spotlight.
Og alt det vil bringe dig i spotlyset.
But if you don't have the character of Jesus.
Men hvis du ikke har Jesu karakter i dit liv.
If you're not living by the principles of the kingdom, you'll quickly crash and burn again.
Hvis du lever efter Guds riges principper, så vil du hurtigt brænde ud og dø igen.
We are determined for this foundation to be in our lives.
Det er vigtigt for os at det her fundament er i vores liv.
And that was also important for Jesus.
Og det var også vigtigt for Jesus.
Before he could give them the power,
før han kunne give dem kraften,
he had to have the foundation in the lives of the kingdom.
Så han nødt til at have rigets fundament lagt.
And that's why he's speaking to them first about the kingdom.
Og det er derfor han talte til dem først om riget.
Because he says to them in verse 4, after this, now go into Jerusalem and wait, and you are going to receive the power.
Han siger i vers 4 efter det her, så siger han, tag ind til Jerusalem og vent, hvor I vil modtage kraften.
And so there's 120 of them waiting in the upper room.
Så der er 120 der venter i det øvre salen.
And suddenly there's a sound of a rushing wind.
Og pludselig så kommer den her lyd af en stormende vind.
Have you ever been by some rushing wind?
Har du nogensinde været ved en stormende vind?
I was about 100 meters from a tornado once when I was a child.
Jeg var som barn omkring 100 meter væk fra en tornado.
I remember running like this.
Jeg kan huske jeg løb sådan her.
Because the sound was deafening.
Fordi lyden den gjorde mig døv.
I know what the sound of a rushing wind sounds like, and you want to get away from it because it's powerful.
Jeg ved ikke om en storm den lyder, og den er kraftfuld, og du vil væk fra den.
But there's in the middle of a room, there's a sound of this rushing wind.
Men midt i det her rum så kommer den her lyd.
I said tongues of fire come and rest on everyone.
Og tung ild kom og landede på hver enkelt af dem.
So that out of the tops of their heads they could all see fire.
Så ud af toppen på deres hoved kunne de se ild på hinanden.
What would you do?
Hvad vil du gøre?
If suddenly boom I turned into a candle.
Hvis jeg blev til lys.
The fire of God, you could see it burning on the top of my head.
Hvis du kunne se Guds ild brænde på toppen.
You think he's in trouble.
Du vil tænke han har problemer.
He's on fire.
Han er der ild i ham.
But the one thing about the fire of God, like we see with the burning bush, it's on fire, but it doesn't consume.
Og det vi ved med Guds ånd, det er, vi så det også med den brændende busk, at der er ild, men det fortærer.
Now I know what that's like, because I've seen that.
Jeg ved hvordan det er, for jeg har set det.
During our church, when I was 16, many of us would glow the light of God, like Moses did when he came down off the Mount Sinai.
I vores kirke, da jeg var 16 år gammel, var der mange af os, der ville gløde ligesom Moses, da han kom ned fra Sinai.
It's called the Shekinah glory.
Det hedder Shekinah
herlighed. That we'll look at that when we get to the glory of God.
Og det kommer vi til at se på, når vi kommer til Guds herlighed.
But we thought that was normal Christianity.
Vi troede det var normal kristendom.
Because everybody in our church was glowing.
Fordi alle i vores kirke havde det her.
It was the fire of God.
Det var Guds ild.
And we didn't know any other church. We only knew this church, so that's why we thought, oh, this must be. Well,
we kendte ikke til andre kirker. Vi kendte kun den her kirke, så vi tænkte, sådan skal det nok være.
It wasn't until we went to a Pentecostal church to a youth rally we saw how dead people can be.
Det var først, da vi tog til en pinsekirke, hvor vi kom til et ungdomsmøde, hvor vi så hvor kedelige kirke mennesker var.
Yeah, our church was a Methodist church.
Vores kirke var en metodist kirke.
My wife's church was a Baptist church.
Min kones kirke var en baptist kirke.
Denominations were irrelevant, just that God poured out his spirit on us.
Kirkeretningen var egentlig lidt ligegyldig, fordi Guds ånd den udgødes bare.
And so when we were like,
så vi var bare sådan,
let the glory of God come out,
lad Guds kærlighed komme.
All these other Christians got scared.
Blev alle de andre kristne bange.
And we're like, what are you, don't you glow?
hvorfor gløder I ikke?
And they couldn't understand, they didn't understand why we were surprised at them, and we couldn't understand why they were surprised at us.
Vi kunne ikke forstå hvorfor de var overraskede over os, og vi kunne ikke forstå hvorfor de kunne ikke forstå hvorfor vi var overraskede over dem.
What's real and what's not?
Hvad er rigtigt og hvad er ikke? Hvad er virkeligt?
God wants us to be light.
Gud vil at vi skal være lys.
It wasn't just a figure of speech.
Det var ikke kun bogstaveligt, eller det var ikke kun billedligt.
He wants us to carry his glory.
Han ønsker at vi skal bære hans herlighed.
But we'll look at that when we look at the glory of God.
Men det kommer vi til når vi skal snakke om Guds herlighed.
Don't freak out.
Lad være med at blive bange nu.
It's all biblical.
Det hele er bibelsk.
We'll get to those scriptures.
Vi kommer til de her skriftsteder senere.
So Jesus is put the foundation of the kingdom, then the power of God comes, the Holy Spirit.
Så når Jesus har lagt rigets grundvold, så kommer kraften.
That changes everything.
Det forandrer alt.
Because now Jesus is in every single one of his believers.
Fordi nu er Jesus i alle hans troende.
And he says, you're going to do greater things than I did.
Og I vil komme til at gøre større ting end
the
jeg.
The power of God.
Guds kraft.
Is now at the command of his people.
Er nu i hans folks kommando.
God, it's a dangerous thing.
Det er en farlig ting.
When someone uses the power of God for selfish means.
Når mennesker bruger Guds kraft til selviske formål.
It's like giving a monkey a machine gun.
Det er som at give en abe en maskinpistol.
When he finds out how to use it.
Når han finder ud af hvordan han skal bruge den.
Everybody's in danger.
Så er alle i fare.
Because he doesn't understand what it's going to do.
For han forstår ikke hvad den kommer til at gøre.
I have a video. I haven't brought it with me. I have this video to show this of these gorillas in Africa playing with a Kalashnikov.
Jeg har en video som jeg ikke har taget med i dag, men den viser nogle gorillaer der har leger med en Kalashnikov.
And they firing it at this monkey to try and get him to dance.
Og de skyder efter den abe og de forsøger at få til at danse.
And then one of them comes and he goes ah, and he gives the monkey his gun.
Og så bliver sådan den ene af gorillaerne, og så giver den.
And they all laughing because he's like.
De griner alle sammen fordi hvad.
Suddenly his finger hits the trigger. Bum bum bum.
Og pludselig så rammer hans finger aftrykker.
These guys just huh.
Og så de stopper.
And the monkey realizes he just did something that got their attention. So he does oh. Bum 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 bum. Bum. And they all just start running everywhere.
Og aben opdager jeg har fået fat i noget som fanger deres opmærksomhed.
The problem is the cameraman runs.
Problemet er bare kameramanden han løber.
So but all you can use is bum 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 bum.
Og alt du hører det her du.
And then hiding behind the tree, he looks back and he sees this monkey holding the gun above his head.
Og så bagfra træet så kigger den frem med kameraet og ser.
Now who's in charge?
Så holder geværet op i hænderne og siger hvem har nu magten?
It's dangerous.
Det er farligt.
And Jesus knows that.
Og Jesus han ved det.
We've got to get the principles of the kingdom, and that's what we look at today.
Vi er nødt til at få rigets principper på plads. Det er det vi kigger på i dag.
But chapters 3, 4, and 5 of Acts.
Kapitel 3, 4, 5 i Apostlenes Gerninger.
We read of what happens when the glory of God comes down on the earth.
Der læser vi om hvad der sker når Guds herlighed kommer ned på jorden.
The miracles.
Miraklerne.
The signs, the wonders.
Tegn og under.
The presence of God.
Guds nærvær.
It became so strong you couldn't even lie anymore without getting killed.
Det blev så stærkt så du kunne ikke engang lyve uden at blive dræbt.
It was incredible.
Det var fantastisk.
And we'll have a look at those principles when we look at the glory of God.
Vi kommer til at kigge på de principper når vi kigger på Guds herlighed.
So what Jesus talked about in Mark chapter 6,
so det,
the Lord's prayer.
Så det som Jesus kigger på i Matthæus 6.
Those three things that belong to God.
De tre ting som tilhørte Gud.
Had been now given to him.
Som var nu blevet givet til Jesus.
And he then gave them to the church.
Og han gav til kirken.
And in those first five chapters we see the church using the kingdom, the power and the glory of God.
Og i de første fem kapitler af Apostlenes Gerninger ser vi kirken bruge riget, magten og æren.
Revival.
Vækkelse.
Revival broke out. Thousands were getting saved every day in Jerusalem.
Vækkelse brød ud og tusindvis blev frelst hver dag i Jerusalem.
Do you really understand the letters that Paul wrote to the churches, you know, in Ephesus, in Corinth, in Colossians, etc.?
Forstår du rent faktisk de breve som Paulus han skrev til kirken rundt omkring i til Efeserne, til Kolossermenigheden og til.
Do you understand how big those churches were?
Forstår du hvor store de her kirker var?
The Ephesus church, the church of Ephesus, had 80,000 people in that church.
Kirken i Ephesus havde 80,000 medlemmer.
Corinthians had over 120,000 people.
I Korinth var der over 120,000.
In Thessalonica, we're not sure, we don't know historically exactly how big the church was.
I Thessaloniki ved vi ikke hvor stor kirken var.
But in the Thessalonican church there was over 40,000 martyrs.
Men i Thessaloniki var der over 40,000 martyrer.
That were killed for their faith.
Der blev dræbt på grund af deres tro.
If there's 40,000 of them, then there must be a huge church.
Hvis der var 40,000 martyrer, så må det være.
We're not talking these churches weren't a couple of hundred people. They were many tens of thousands.
Det var ikke kirker på et par hundrede mennesker. Det var 10,000-vis af mennesker.
I've been to Ephesus.
Jeg har været i Ephesus.
And stood in the big amphitheater that's still there.
Og stod i det store amfiteater, som stadig er der.
It seats 50,000 people.
Der får plads til 50,000 mennesker.
The church used to fill that every Sabbath, every Saturday and Sunday.
Kirken fyldte det her sted hver eneste sabbat.
It was a huge church.
Det var en stor kirke.
Revival broke out over the whole of the known world at that time.
Vækkelsen brød ud i hele den datid kendte verden.
Millions of people.
Millioner af mennesker.
in the first gathering of pastors, of bishops.
Den første biskops samling.
There were over 800 of them.
Var der over 800 af dem.
You've got to understand, a bishop was usually responsible between 10 and 50 churches.
En biskop var normalt ansvarlig for mellem 10 og 50 kirker.
At that time.
På det tidspunkt.
And there's 826 of them.
Og der er 856 af dem. 26.
Just 100 years after the death of Christ.
Kun 100 år efter Jesus død.
That's massive.
Det er massivt stort.
They're not little churches.
Det er ikke små kirker, det her.
It's revival.
Det er vækkelse.
Because they had the kingdom of God right in their lives.
Fordi de havde Guds rige på ret sted i deres liv.
The power of God flowed because God could trust them.
Guds kraft flød, fordi Gud han stolede på dem.
And the glory of God came.
Og Guds herlighed kom.
It said that the people in Jerusalem were scared.
Der står, at folkene i Jerusalem var bange.
Were scared of these Christians.
De var bange for de kristne.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because even things like it said about Peter, even his shadow as he walked past people would go on someone and boom, they jump up healed.
Fordi som der står om Peter, at selv hans skygge, når han gik forbi nogen, ville gøre, at de blev frelst eller helbredt, og de ville hoppe op.
Do you understand that principle?
Forstår I det princip?
A shadow,
en skygge,
is our dark side.
Det er vores mørke side.
Darth Vader, you know, the dark side of the force.
Det er lidt Star Wars over det her.
A shadow is an absence or blockage of light.
Det er en blokade for lyset.
God is light, and in him there's no darkness, the Bible says.
Gud er lys, og der er ikke noget mørke i ham, siger
But God would even use the dark side of us.
Men selv den mørke side også bruger Gud.
That his power would go through. Just even our shadows need heal people.
Selv skyggen kunne fra helbrede.
Can you imagine that?
Forestil jer det.
That'd be cool.
Det ville være sejt.
God, let there be more sunny days in Denmark, please.
Gud, mere sol i Danmark.
Less rain and snow, more sun.
Mindre regn og sne, mere sol.
Even the shadow would touch people. Paul would touch a handkerchief.
Paulus han rørte bare ved et håndklæde.
He didn't even need to be present.
Du behøver ikke at være nærværende.
They take it to sick people and just put it on them and they'd all get healed.
De tager den her klud til mennesker og de ville alle sammen blive helbredt.
It wasn't just for that time.
Det var bare ikke kun på det her til det her tidspunkt.
It's also for today.
Det er også for i dag.
Because Acts tells us.
Fordi apostlenes gerning fortæller os.
This promise is for you, the people alive at that day.
At hans løfte er for dig, som var levende.
For your children.
For dine børn.
For your children's children.
Og for dine børnebørn.
And for everybody who are afar off, everybody whom God calls.
Og for alle, som Gud han kalder.
That's you and me.
Det er dig og mig.
That's you and me.
Det er dig og mig.
So let's look at the kingdom of God.
Så lad os kigge på Guds rige.
That's just a little introduction to get us started.
Det var bare en lille introduktion for at få startet.
What is the kingdom of God?
Hvad er Guds rige?
Well, in the Bible we have two takes.
Ja, i Bibelen har vi to muligheder.
Like a film, you know, when you do the one, that didn't work, so let's do another take.
I Bibelen er der ligesom to optioner, ligesom en film, at der er en, man tager en optagelse, og den virker ikke, så tager man næste.
The first one always sees with Adam and Eve.
Den første
back in the garden.
Med Adam og Eva tilbage i Edens have.
God took Adam and Eve and made them the crown of his creation.
Gud tog Adam og Eva og gjorde dem til kronen af hans skabelse.
And he gave them a very very direct command.
Og han gav dem en meget meget direkte befaling.
Let's look at it in Genesis 1:28.
Lad os se på det i
første
Mosebog 1:28.
God blessed them and said, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the whole earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish, over the birds and every living creature.
Og Gud velsignede dem og sagde, bliv frugtbare og talrige, opfyld jorden, underlæg jer den. Hersk over havets fisk og himlens fugle og alle dyr, der rører sig på jorden.
God's command to Adam and Eve apart from multiplying was to rule and subdue the earth.
Guds
command, order.
Ja, ordre til Adam og Eva var ikke bare at mangfoldiggøre og fylde jorden, men underlæg jer den.
Subdue it.
Underlæg.
That word subdue is to become its lord, its master.
Det ord underlæg er at blive dens mester, dens herre.
To master the earth, to be in total control of everything.
At være herre over jorden, at være i total kontrol.
Over the animals.
Over dyrene.
over the fish in the sea.
Over fiskene i havet.
How do you rule the fish in the sea?
Hvordan hersker man over fiskene?
Torsk, jump out into my boat now.
Torsk, hop over min båd nu.
That's what it means.
Det er det, det betyder.
How do we know that?
Hvordan ved vi det?
Because Jesus gave us the example. He commanded the winds and the waves.
Jesus, han gav os eksempel. Han kommanderede rundt med vind og vand.
He showed us what it is to be Lord over creation.
Han viste, hvad det var at være herre over skabelsen.
He said to one fish, come to Peter and those money you've got in your mouth, spit them out, please.
Han sagde til en fisk, de der penge du skal have til Peter, spyt dem ud.
He said to another particularly large fish, follow that boat.
Og han sagde til en anden stor fisk, følg den der båd.
And wait, because they're going to throw a man overboard, and when they do, you swallow him.
Og vent, fordi de vil kaste en mand overbord, og når de gør det, så sluger du ham.
In the middle of a storm,
midt i stormen,
you don't have a big whale waiting on the side of a boat to catch someone.
Så er der ikke en hval, som venter ved en båd for at æde nogen.
It wasn't a coincidence that whale was there. It was under the command of God.
Det var ikke et tilfælde, den hval, den var der. Det var ved Guds befaling.
The Bible is full of creational examples where it has to listen to God.
Bibelen er fuld af eksempler, hvor skabelsen er nødt til at lytte til Gud.
Because the kingdom, the power and the glory belong to the Father.
Fordi riget, magten og æren tilhører Gud.
But then it belonged to Jesus.
Men så tilhører det også Jesus.
And now he's given it to us.
Og nu har han givet det til os.
Sounds crazy?
Lyder det skørt?
Wait until I tell you some of the things we've seen.
Så vent til jeg fortæller nogle af de ting, vi har set.
Adam and Eve was told they were to rule and subdue the earth.
Adam og Eva blev sagt, at de skulle underlægge sig jorden.
Now you got to understand this principle here. Very important.
I er nødt til at forstå det her princip, for det er rigtig, rigtig vigtigt.
When the Bible says that he created all the animals and everything else on the earth.
Og Bibelen siger, at han skabte jorden og alt var på den.
But to mankind, to man or woman, he breathed his spirit, his breath into them.
Men Adam og Eva, dem åndede han liv ind i.
It gave us something different from the animals.
Det gav os noget anderledes end dyrene.
We have a spirit that can commune, have a relationship, walk with God.
Vi har en ånd, som kan være i forening i at vandre med Gud.
We have a part of us.
Der er en del af os.
That was designed.
Som er designet.
For life in the spiritual realm.
Til et liv i det åndelige.
It's called a spirit.
Det hedder en ånd.
After the fall.
Efter syndefaldet.
The Bible says that spirit is dead.
Siger Bibelen, så er den her ånd død.
Paul explains it in Corinthians that outside of Christ you are dead in your transgressions and sins.
Paulus forklarer i Korintherbrevet, at uden for Kristus er I døde i jeres overtrædelser.
But when you become born again, boom, it's all alive. You're a new creation.
Men når du bliver født på ny, så boom, så bliver du født igen, så er du en ny skabning.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 he says the spiritual things cannot be understood by the carnal mind.
I 1. Korinther 2 står der at de åndelige ting ikke kan forstås af den menneskelige eller den kødelige hjerne.
Because it doesn't have a spirit to be able to live, to see, to express, to understand.
Fordi de har ikke en forståelse, en ånd til at forstå de her ting.
But those of us that are born again,
men de som er frelst,
we have that ability again to commune with God.
Som er født på ny, de har den her evne til at kommunikere med
Jesus
Gud.
Jesus has bought us that with his sacrifice on the cross.
Jesus har købt det til os med sit offer på korset.
But back in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve was created to have this communion with God.
Men tilbage i Edens have, så var Adam og Eva skabt til at have det her fællesskab med Gud.
And within this link, within this coupling, within this relationship.
Og i den her kobling, den her link, det her link til Gud.
God created a principle.
Så skabte Gud et princip.
Any spiritual power,
enhver åndelig kraft,
can only be expressed on the earth,
kan kun blive vist på jorden, eller udtrykt på jorden,
through people.
Via mennesker.
Through mankind.
Via mand.
When it comes to lordship.
Når det kommer til herskervælde.
So within Adam and Eve, God creates the ability that they are in charge.
Så i Adam og Eva skaber Gud det her, at de har magten.
So if a lion was running toward Adam as he was walking in the garden.
Så hvis en løve kom løbende mod Adam, som han
gik. Thinking, ooh, that leg looks tasty.
Nå, og den tænker, åh, det der ben ser lækkert ud.
Adam just says, lion, shut up and sit down. And it has to listen.
Så siger Adam, løve, hold kæft og sæt dig ned, og den er nødt til at lytte.
Because he's the Lord of creation.
Fordi han er skabelsens herre.
It was his job to rule and subdue the earth.
Hans job var at herske og underlægge sig
jorden. The animals, the fish and the birds and everything.
Dyrene, fiskene,
If some big bird comes past and decides, ooh, now's a good time to go to the toilet on
hvis,
Adam.
Hvis en fugl kommer flyvende forbi og tænker, nu er det et godt tidspunkt at klatte på.
You know what I'm talking about? I've had it many times.
Du ved, hvad jeg snakker om, for jeg har oplevet det mange gange.
He's like, no!
Så siger Adam, nej.
And it doesn't do it.
Og så gør den det.
He's in control. Adam and Eve were created to exercise the authority of God on the earth.
Adam og Eve var skabt til at udleve Guds kontrol på jorden.
Only.
Kun.
Whilst they remained in that relationship with God.
Så længe de var i det her forhold til Gud, den her relation til Gud.
When they chose not to listen to God anymore.
Da de valgte at ikke lytte til Gud længere.
They severed that relationship.
Så skar de den her forbindelse over.
Thus losing that authority.
Og tabte den her autoritet.
And control.
Og kontrol.
But they did something even worse.
Men de gjorde noget, der var endnu værre.
Which they didn't understand at the time until it happened.
Som de ikke forstod på det tidspunkt, før det skete.
They handed that authority and control over to Satan.
De gav den her kontrol, den her autoritet over til Satan.
That is why the Bible calls him the prince of the power of the air, the lord of this world.
Det er derfor Bibelen kalder ham luftens herre.
Why?
Den her jord.
Because God gave it to us and we gave it to him.
Fordi Gud han gav det til os, men vi gav det til ham.
See what happened at the fall?
Det der skete ved syndefald.
Did God really say?
Sagde Gud virkelig?
God said one thing.
Gud sagde én ting.
Satan said one thing.
Satan sagde noget andet.
Adam and Eve had a choice. Who do I believe?
Adam og Eve havde et valg.
Do I believe what God has said?
Lytter til hvad Gud
siger. Don't eat of that tree. It's not good for you. It'll destroy you.
Lad være at spise det træ. Det vil slå dig ihjel.
Or will I listen to Satan?
Eller lytter jeg til Satan?
Not. If you eat it, you become like God. Don't listen to him.
Hvis du spiser det, så bliver du som Gud. Du skal ikke lytte til ham.
That's simply what the choice was.
Det var simpelt hvad valget var.
Listen to God.
Lyt til Gud.
Listen to the devil.
Eller lyt til djævelen.
Obey the Lord.
Adlyd Gud.
Or obey Satan.
Eller adlyd Satan.
Keep myself under the lordship of God.
At bevare mig selv under Guds vælde.
Or put myself under the lordship of Satan.
Eller sætte mig selv under Satans vælde.
Adam and Eve chose Satan.
Adam og Eva valgte Satan.
They chose him.
De valgte ham.
They chose to believe that God was lying and he was telling the truth.
De valgte at tro at Gud han løj og at han talte sandhed.
They took themselves out of the kingdom of God.
De tog sig selv ud fra Guds rige.
And put themselves into the kingdom of the devil.
Og satte sig selv i Satans rige.
They chose that.
De
that day.
Valgte det den dag.
It wasn't just eating a piece of fruit.
Du var ikke kun at spise et stykke frugt.
It was choosing who's going to be lord of my life. Am I going to listen to God or am I going to listen to the devil?
Det var et valg om hvem skal være herre i mit liv. Vil jeg lytte til Gud eller vil jeg lytte til Satan?
And as a result, we lost everything.
Og som resultat af det så tabte vi alt.
That authority to rule.
Autoriteten til at herske.
We lost it.
Vi tabte den.
That's why from that time on, men were killed by lions and tigers and other animals. They were eaten by them.
Det er derfor, at fra det tidspunkt fremad, så blev mennesker slået ihjel af løver.
That's why bacteria and viruses that were created for one purpose on earth started attacking us. Because we couldn't control them anymore.
Det er derfor, at virus og bakterier, de begynder at angribe os. Fordi vi kunne kontrollere dem længere. De var skabt til noget andet.
We could no longer have access to the tree of life, so we couldn't live forever.
Vi havde ikke længere adgang til livets træ, så vi kunne ikke leve evigt.
Can you imagine if God had let Adam and Eve still have access to the tree of life?
Forestil dig, hvis Gud havde ladt Adam og Eve stadig have adgang til livets træ.
In just one generation.
I bare en generation.
Murder.
Mor.
Cain and Abel.
Cain og Abel.
Second generation, it got worse.
Anden generation blev det endnu værre.
Third generation, it was even worse.
Tredje generation blev det endnu værre.
Until you get to the sixth chapter.
Indtil du kommer til sjette kapitel.
Where God regrets ever creating man, because everything is bad.
Hvor Gud han fortryder, at han har skabt mennesket, fordi alt er dårligt.
Imagine if you couldn't kill man.
Tænk, hvis du ikke kunne slå mennesker ihjel.
He could live forever.
De kunne leve for evigt.
How bad would sin be today?
Hvor slemt ville synden så være i dag?
God couldn't allow that sin to grow and what's the word I'm looking for?
Det ved jeg.
Unlimited, Gud, without grænser.
Gud kunne ikke tillade at den her synd bare vi kunne få lov til at vokse og vokse uden grænser.
Can you imagine if Cain was still alive today?
Tænk hvis Cain han stadig var levende.
How evil a dark man he would be.
Hvor ond og sort mørk menneske han ville være.
He'd make Hitler look like Mickey Mouse.
Han ville få Hitler til at se ud som Mickey Mouse.
My good God had to stop it.
Gud har nødt til at stoppe det.
Romans chapter 8 tells us even the very dirt, the earth, all creation groans.
Romerne 8 fortæller om, hvordan selv jordens grund.
Even the earth groans.
Selv jorden den knurrer.
See, God never designed the planet to have earthquakes.
Gud han planlagde ikke at jorden skulle have jordskælv.
Those plates cracked and smashed, and we have plate tectonics and earthquakes today because of the fall.
De tektoniske plader, de knækkede og sprækkede på grund af det.
It wasn't just mankind or the animals; it was everything.
Det var ikke kun menneskeheden. Det var heller ikke kun dyrene. Det var hele planeten.
We lost the right to the kingdom of God.
Vi mistede rettigheden til Guds rige.
No, sorry, we didn't lose it. We gave it away.
Nej, vi tabte den faktisk. Vi mistede den ikke. Vi gav den væk.
We gave it away.
Vi gav den væk.
And when Jesus came,
og Jesus han kom,
he came to reverse that.
Så kom han for at vende den her udvikling.
To reverse the curse.
Spole tilbage, spole den her udvikling tilbage.
To take back the authority.
At tilbage til autoriteten.
To take back the power over the earth.
At tilbage til autoriteten over jorden.
And when he says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
Og når han siger, alt magt i himmel og jord er givet til mig.
He says, as the Father sent me to do this.
Så siger han, som faren sendte mig til at gøre
no,
det her.
I send you.
Vi er nu sendt jer.
We're going to look at a few scriptures in a moment.
Og vi kommer til at kigge på et par skriftsteder om et øjeblik.
Understand this.
Forstå det her.
God's authority and power ruled the earth through Adam and Eve.
Guds autoritet og kraft herskede jorden via Adam og Eva.
Remember that spiritual principle. Satan's rule and power is the same thing. It's through people.
Forstå det åndelige princip, at Satans hersken er på den samme måde gennem mennesker.
You find any working of Satan, you'll find him working through someone behind it.
Hvis du ser Satans arbejde her på jorden, så ser du det via mennesker.
He rules through people.
Han hersker via mennesker.
The spiritual powers can only rule whether it's through God, with God or Satan. It's ruled through people.
Åndelige kræfter, hvad enten det er Satans eller Guds, de kan kun
for some, in some way, God has put that limitation on spiritual forces.
På en eller anden måde så har Gud lagt den begrænsning på åndelige udgivelse.
He rules through us.
Han hersker via os.
And again, it's our choice.
Det er vores valg.
The same choice as Adam and Eve have. Do I listen to God or do I listen to the devil?
Det samme valg som Adam og Eva havde. Skal jeg lytte til Gud eller skal jeg lytte til Satan?
The problem is with the devil. He's a liar.
Problemet med Satan er bare, at han løgner.
And he pretends to be an angel of light, 2 Corinthians tells us.
Og han udgiver sig for at være en lysets engel.
And he can seem to be a good thing.
Og han det der ser ud til at være en god ting.
Or most of the time these days he pretends not even to exist, but he's still pulling the strings.
Eller som han gør de her dage, der lader som han slet ikke eksisterer, men alligevel så er det ham der trækker i trådene.
People are still deceived into thinking they are making the decision.
Mennesker tror stadig at det er dem der bestemmer.
But they don't.
Men det gør de ikke.
That famous Frank Sinatra song, I Did It My Way.
Frank Sinatras kendte sang, jeg gjorde det på min måde.
The most popular song played at secular funerals.
Det er en af de mest populære sange, der blev spillet til
I Did It My Way. I wrote a drama sketch on that once.
Jeg skrev en drama om den her på et tidspunkt.
About a business guy, or a guy as he grows up through his life, just making these different decisions.
Om en mand, som vokser op i livet og gør de her forskellige beslutninger.
But in the background, there's an angel and there's a demon fighting over him and trying to manipulate his brain to make good or bad decisions.
Men i baggrunden er der en engel og en dæmon, som kæmper om ham og prøver at manipulere ham og få ham til at tage gode eller dårlige valg.
It's a real funny drama sketch.
Det er et sjovt drama.
But at the end of it,
men til slut,
when he dies,
når han dør,
he goes, oh, I did it my way.
Så siger han, jeg gjorde det på min måde.
And the devil pushes the angel aside and says, no, you did it my way. Og picks up his foot and drags him off.
Dæmonen skubber englen væk og siger, nej, du gjorde det på min måde. Og så samler han hans fod op og trækker ham ud af scenen.
He doesn't care that you believe you're doing it your way.
Han er da ligeglad med, om du tror, du gjorde det på din måde.
As long as you're not doing it God's way.
Så længe du ikke gør det på Guds måde.
He doesn't care, because that is anything other is his way.
Alt andet end Guds måde, det er hans måde.
There's no gray area in this cosmic battle. There's either light or darkness.
Der er ingen gråt område i den her åndelige krig. Der er endelig lys, enten lys eller mørk.
You're either in the kingdom of light or you're in the kingdom of darkness. There's no gray area.
Enten så er du lysets rige, eller så er du mørkets rige. Der er ingen gråzone her.
And Jesus came to undo everything that happened in that day in the Garden of Eden.
Og Jesus han kom for at ændre alt der var sket den her dag i Edens have.
But even Jesus limited himself to that same spiritual principle.
Men selv Jesus han begrænsede sig selv til det her åndelige princip.
He couldn't do whatever he wanted to do.
Han kunne ikke gøre, hvad han ville gøre.
All that power of miracles and over creation only came through submission to the Father.
Al den her kraft, al den her magt, den kom kun ved at underlægge sig faderen.
Turn me to John chapter 5.
I Johannes 5.
And verse 30.
Vers 30.
By myself I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me.
Jeg kan intet gøre af mig selv. Som jeg hører, dømmer jeg. Min dom er retfærdig, for jeg søger ikke at gøre min egen vilje, men hans, som sendte mig.
Jesus didn't do whatever he wanted to do with that power, with that rulership, that authority.
Jesus gjorde ikke, hvad han ville med den her magt, den her kraft, med den her autoritet.
He followed and was submitted to the Father.
Han fulgte og underlagde sig faderen.
He listened to the Father.
Han lyttede til faderen.
He says, by myself I can do nothing.
Han sagde, i mig selv kan jeg intet.
I can only do what my Father tells me to do.
Jeg kan kun gøre, hvad faren fortæller mig at gøre.
And so the whole rulership that Jesus brought was the same way as what Adam had, only in relationship and submission with the Father.
Så hele det regelsystem, som han bragte, var nøjagtigt samme som Adam havde, at det var kun underlagt faderen.
Even the Son of God himself was limited to that spiritual principle.
Selv Guds søn var begrænset til det her åndelige princip.
He said to Pilate,
han sagde til Pilatus,
at the crucifixion,
ved korsfæstelsen,
I can call down 10,000 angels and wipe you all out.
Jeg kan nedkalde 10,000 engle og udrydde jer alle sammen.
So why didn't he?
Så hvorfor gjorde han ikke det?
Because the Father didn't want it.
Fordi det ønskede faderen ikke.
The key, or one of the key principles of the kingdom of God, is submission.
Nøgleprincippet i Guds rige er underlæggelse.
Submission to the Father.
Underlæggelse under faderen.
Complete obedience.
Total lydighed.
And that is so important that we understand that.
Og det er så vigtigt, at vi forstår det her.
We call it discipleship.
Vi kalder det discipleskab.
Following Jesus.
At følge Jesus.
Jesus says, if any man in Mark chapter 8, if any man would come after me,
Jesus siger,
would
Mark
want to follow
18,
me,
at hvis nogen vil følge mig,
he's got to deny himself,
skal han fornægte sig selv,
take up his cross and follow me.
Tag sit kors og følge mig.
That's one of the principles of the kingdom.
Det er et af principperne i riget, eller
submission is the key to authority.
Underlæggelse er magten eller vejen til autoritet.
Jesus met a centurion.
Jesus han mødte en centurion på
and he asked Jesus to come and pray for his sick daughter.
Og han bad Jesus om at komme og bede for hans syge datter.
But he says something which amazes Jesus.
Men han siger noget som forundrer Jesus.
He says, but you don't need to come to my house and pray for her.
Han siger, du behøver ikke komme til mit hus for at bede for
just
hende.
Say the word now and I know she'll be healed.
Sig ordet, så ved jeg hun bliver frelst.
And when you read that scripture and he goes on to explain why he believes that.
Og når du læser skriftet og hører hvordan centurion han forklarer hvorfor
he
han
says,
tror det.
He says, because I understand authority.
Fordi jeg forstår autoritet.
I'm a man under authority.
Jeg er en mand under autoritet.
And because I submit to those over me, the people under me have to submit.
Og fordi jeg står under dem som er over mig, så er dem under mig nødt til at adlyde.
If I don't listen to those over me,
hvis jeg ikke lytter til dem der er over mig,
I lose any right to command those under me.
Så mister jeg enhver rettighed til at kommandere rundt med andre.
And the Bible says Jesus was amazed at his faith.
Og Bibelen siger at Jesus blev overrasket over hans tro.
Because he understood the principles of the kingdom, but he was a Roman. How did he get that revelation?
Fordi han forstod rigets princip, men han var romer. Hvordan han fået den her åbenbaring?
He had it right there. He knew it in his heart.
Han havde det lige der. Han havde det i sit hjerte.
But as long as I submit to the Father,
så længe jeg står under faderen,
everything else has to submit to me.
Så vil alt andet være nødt til at underkaste mig.
And what is that?
Og hvad er det?
To rule and subdue the earth.
At herske og underlægge sig jorden.
So how does that work?
Hvordan virker det?
I'm still practicing it.
Ja,
I'm stadig. Still finding it out.
Ja, stadig ved at finde ud af det.
Well, let me tell you something that happened to me about 3 years ago.
Jamen, lad mig fortælle noget, der skete for mig for 3 år siden.
Up at our church.
I vores kirke.
No, 4 years ago now.
For 4 år siden.
Our church has a lake and had lots of these huge trees. The trunks were like that at the bottom.
I vores kirke ligger der en sø nede bagved, og der stod en masse store træer rundt omkring, som lænede sig ud over.
And some of them were like growing over the buildings and wrecking the roof.
Og nogle af dem voksede ind over bygningerne og ødelagde taget.
And the roots and everything.
Og rødderne og alt.
And you couldn't see, have a good view of the lake.
Og det var ikke særlig pæn udsigt, og du kunne ikke se søen rigtig.
So the pastor asked me, would I cut the trees down?
Så vores pastor, han spurgte, om jeg ville fælde de her træer.
I said, I'll cut them down if I can have the wood, because I had a brand on.
Jeg vil godt fælde dem, hvis jeg kan få lov til at tage træet, for jeg har
I had wood for 4 years.
Jeg havde træet til 4 år.
He said, yes, you can have it, take it away.
Så pastor, han sagde, jamen, tag det hele.
So I waited till the lake froze and you could walk on it.
Så jeg ventede til søen, den frøs til.
And that winter I went and cut, I think it was about 14 big trees I cut down.
Og den vinter, der skar jeg 14 store træer ned og skar dem op.
But there was one hanging over the building, which was that building we were going to use and renovate to be the Bible school.
Og der var et træ, som hang ud over en bygning, og det var den del af bygningen, som vi ønskede at renovere og lave om til bibelskole.
But there was a problem. All the other trees were straight up, so it was easy to pull them over. But this one grew at an angle like that.
De fleste træer, de var lige, så de var ret enkle at manøvrere, hvor de skulle falde hen. Men den her, den voksede ind og.
And if this is the wall of the building, it grew over the building like that.
Og hvis bygningsvæggen står her, så voksede den ind over.
How am I going to get that tree to fall the opposite way onto the lake?
Hvordan får jeg den her det her træ til at falde den modsatte vej?
It was huge.
Det var kæmpestort.
So I come up with this idea with my son, my eldest son.
Så sammen med min ældste søn, så fik jeg den her idé.
He wasn't saved at that time.
Han var ikke frelst på det her tidspunkt.
And the plan was this. I'd cut a big wedge out of the one side where I wanted it to fall.
Planen var, at jeg skærer en stor kile ud i den ene side, på den side, hvor jeg ønsker, at træet skal falde.
But then I cut down at an angle.
Og så skærer jeg ned i en vinkel.
Till there was just about 4 centimeters of wood left.
Så der var 4 centimeter træ tilbage.
And then the idea, we'd climb the tree, we tied a big metal rope around it, and then put it round another tree, tied it to the back of my car in the car park.
Og så var ideen at binde et reb i det her træ, en kæde ned, forbi et andet træ, og så tilbage til anhængertrækket på min bil.
And so the plan was that when I'd already cut this, it was ready, and the car would just go and pull this tree the other way.
Så planen var, at jeg ville skære det sidste stykke, og så ville bilen køre og trække træet den rigtige retning.
It was a perfectly clear sunny day, very still and quiet.
Det var en perfekt solskinsdag, der var stille og ingen vind.
So everything was done ready, the car was pulling, the tree was starting to lift.
Så alting var i orden, bilen var klar, den trak og.
But as I cut down more with the saw,
som jeg skar det sidste stykke ned,
I noticed the tree started moving the wrong way.
Så begyndte jeg at se at træet det flyttede sig.
And I could see the gap, you know, that was closing on my saw.
Og jeg kunne se at det her kilen som jeg var ved at skære med.
So I shouted, Joe, go faster.
Så råbte jeg, Joe, kør hurtigere.
But as I looked, I could already see the wheels smoke and the car was going backwards.
Og når jeg kiggede over, så kunne jeg se bilens hjul drejede hurtigt rundt og røg kom.
The car was going backwards into the lake.
Den var på vej baglæns ned i søen.
The tree was falling onto the building.
Og træet var på vej ned i bygningen.
I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and it was
weird. And it was, you know, like when a disaster's happening, everything just seems to go in slow motion. Just so you can see everything. It's torturous.
Nogle virker som slow motion. Man kan
time just seemed to slow down.
Alting, som om tiden stod stille, den kørte langsomt.
So I stood under this tree and tried to push it.
Så jeg stod under det her træ og forsøgte at skubbe det.
My son pulls the handbrake. He jumps out the car. He shouts, "Dad, get out the way, you fool!"
Og min søn han rykker hånden og hopper ud af bilen og råber, far flytter dit fjols.
It's too late.
Det er for sent.
The car's going in the lake.
Bilen er vej ned i søen.
The tree's falling on the building.
Træet er vej ned i bygningen.
Suddenly just something rises within me.
Og pludselig så der noget der rejser i mig.
Faith.
Tro.
And I just shouted, no.
Og jeg råbte nej.
In the name of Jesus.
I Jesu navn.
That's all I said.
Det var alt hvad jeg nåede at sige.
My son burst out laughing. The fool, get out of there!
Min søn han skreg og grin, flyt dig dit fjols.
Suddenly out of nowhere on this still day.
Og pludselig ud af ingenting på den her stille dag.
A wind came.
Kom der en vind.
And it was powerful because it snapped a lot of the smaller branches in this tree.
Den var kraftfuld, den knækkede mange af de små grene i træet.
And you could hear it as it hit the branches, you know, it makes a loud noise. And branches were snapping and flying onto the lake.
Og grene, de knækker og flyver.
My son just runs because some were hit in the car.
Min søn han løber og dækker sig, fordi nogen ramte bilen.
And suddenly this wind just lifted the tree.
Og den her vind, den bare løfter træet.
And it landed on the ice on the lake.
Og landede den på isen på søen.
I'm like, because yeah. I could feel the presence of God.
Og jeg så sådan her ud, for jeg kunne føle Gud.
All my hairs are standing up on end, all three of them.
Alle tre hårstrå, de rejste sig på hovedet af mig.
It was like, and I'm like, oh! I'm jumping, dancing and praising God.
Jeg smidte motorsaven og råbte og dansede og priste Gud.
My son, he his mouth just drops.
Og min søns kæbe, den
he gets so scared.
Han blev bange.
He drops to his knees.
Han falder ned på knæ.
And he's like, what was that?
Så hvad var det?
Said, that's my God, boy.
Det var min Gud, søn.
That was Friday.
Det var fredag.
He gave his life to the Lord that Sunday morning.
Den søndag morgen, der gav han sit liv til Gud.
In church.
I kirken.
It's because Bruno then just started, our pastor started prophesying on him.
Vores pastor begyndte at profetere over ham.
About the will of God for his life.
Omkring Guds vilje over hans liv.
But Bruno was prophesying on him like, because he thought he was a Christian.
But Gud, han, eller Bruno han profeterede over ham, fordi han troede, han var kristen.
He wasn't.
Det var han ikke.
Oh yeah, he cried. He wept for about 3 hours.
Han græd i 3 timer.
We left him knelt down in the auditorium.
Vi efterlod ham på knæ i kirkerummet.
It blew him away.
Det blæste ham.
It blew me away.
Det blæste mig væk.
That we can have authority over even the natural laws of nature.
At vi kan have autoritet over selv naturlovene.
And we're going to look at a lot of this in the Bible in a moment.
Vi kommer til at kigge på rigtig meget af det her i Bibelen om et øjeblik.
Jesus bought us that authority back.
Jesus han købte den autoritet tilbage til os.
In Matthew 16 he says, I give you the keys of the kingdom.
I Matteus 16 siger han, jeg giver dig nøglen til riget.
What are the keys? What do keys do? They open and lock things.
Hvad gør nøgler? Jamen, de åbner og lukker ting.
They make things happen or they stop things happening.
De får ting til at ske eller de stopper ting fra at ske.
And he says to Peter, you are my rock on which I'm going to build my church, and even the gates of hell will not be able to stand against the church when they move in authority.
Han siger til Peter, du vil være den klippe, hvorpå jeg skal bygge min kirke, og ikke engang helvedes porte vil være i stand til at stå imod dig.
The Greek word authority. Let me write it down for you.
Det græske ord autoritet. Lad mig skrive det. Skriv her.
Exousia is the Greek word.
Exousia er det græske ord.
When the Bible talks about the authority that we have as Christians.
Når Bibelen taler om den autoritet vi har som kristne.
Remember what Jesus says. All authority has been given to me and now I send you with it.
Husk hvad Jesus han siger, at al autoritet er givet til mig og nu sender jeg den med jer.
All authority.
Al autoritet.
He's got it all.
Han har det hele.
Exousia literally means the right and the ability to influence and exercise over everything in creation. The right and the ability,
rettigheden og evnen til
to exercise authority, to exercise power over everything in creation.
Udøve autoritet over alting i skabelsen.
I remember years ago when I was at Bible school, we used to do a lot of door knocking for evangelism.
Da jeg gik på bibelskole for mange år siden, vi gik og bankede på døren evangelistisk.
I remember this big Rottweiler come running out at me.
Og der kom på et tidspunkt en stor Rottweiler løbende imod mig.
I already knew it was too late to run.
Jeg vidste, det var for sent at løbe.
He's got me.
Den har mig.
But again, something just rises up.
Og pludselig var noget, der
no!
rejser i mig.
No! Stop! Shut up in the name of Jesus!
Nej, stop. Hold op i Jesu navn.
I need to go, and he just sits down.
Og det sætter sig ned.
I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I'm not waiting any longer. Let's
tak,
go.
Tak, Jesus. Jeg skal til den næste.
It stopped him in his tracks.
Den stoppede ham på dens færd.
And I have seen that happen again and again and again and again.
Og det har jeg set ske igen og igen og igen og igen.
Before we have lunch, let me give you some scriptures.
Før vi skal have lunch.
Turn me to Luke chapter 9, verse 2.
Lukas 9:2.
We read just read verse 1 and 2.
Jesus kaldte de 12 sammen og gav dem magt og myndighed over alle dæmoner og til at helbrede sygdomme. Så sendte han dem ud for at prædike Guds rige og helbrede de syge.
And 2.
That's 2.
Oh, okay. Jesus gave them power and authority.
Jesus gav dem magt og myndighed.
To drive out all demons.
At drive alle dæmoner ud.
Heal all the sicknesses.
Helbrede alle sygdomme.
They were in control.
De havde magten.
They were ruling.
De herskede.
Because Jesus gave them the authority at that time.
Og Jesus havde givet dem autoriteten på det her tidspunkt.
And they preached the kingdom of God.
Og de prædikede Guds rige.
And healed all the sick.
Og helbredte alle de syge.
Just over the page, Luke 12, verse 32.
Lukas 12, verse
32.
32.
Go on. Don't be afraid, little flock.
Frygt ikke, lille, du lille hjort, for jeres fader har besluttet at give jer riget.
God, in my Bible says, God is pleased to give you the kingdom.
Min Bibel står der, at det er behag Gud at give jer riget.
Colossians 1, verse 13.
Kolossenserne 1, 13.
For he has rescued us from the dominion or the authority of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
For han har friet os ud af mørkets magt og flyttet os over i sin elskede søns rige.
That Greek word there, dominion.
Det er græske ord, rige.
It's, what is it? It says magt in yours, magten, isn't it? Is that power?
That's power, ja.
Yeah, power and dominion are two different things in the English language.
Power og dominion er to forskellige ting i det græske, i det engelske.
Power is something that flows.
Power, kraft er noget der flyder.
Like electricity.
Ja, noget som elektricitet.
But dominion.
Men magt eller hersk.
Dominion is a it's a negative word.
Dominion er et negativt ord.
It means it holds you down.
Det er nogen der holder dig nede.
Because it doesn't like you.
For det kan ikke lide dig.
That's dominion. God, Satan dominates us.
Satan dominerer os.
God never dominates us.
Gud han dominerer os ikke.
He never holds us down. Can he serve
han,
me?
Han holder os aldrig nede for vi skal tjene ham.
That is not the kingdom of God.
Det er ikke Guds rige.
But God took us out of that dominion.
Men Gud tog os ud af
slavery.
Slavery. Ja, det er slaveri.
And brought us into the kingdom of love of the little son that he loves. Hebrews 12 verse 28.
Hebræerne 12:28.
We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Lad os derfor få takke for at vi får et rige som ikke kan rokkes.
We are receiving a kingdom.
Vi har modtaget et rige.
We are receiving it. God has given it to
us.
Du har
givet det til os.
How much of the kingdom are you receiving?
Hvor meget af riget har du modtaget?
How much do you believe God can do through you?
Hvor meget tror du Gud han kan gøre igennem dig?
3 years ago,
for 3 år siden,
in a meeting in our church, God challenged us very powerfully.
På et møde der udfordrede Gud os.
What are you praying for?
Hvad beder du om?
What are you believing for?
Hvad tror du?
And God said this to us.
Gud sagde det her til os.
Believe and ask for the ridiculous.
Tro og spørg om det tåbelige.
The outrageous.
Det unaturlige.
And the Holy Spirit just came on me.
Og Helligånden kom over mig.
And I started coming out with like I was like a walking thesaurus.
Og jeg var som en omvandrende ordbog.
I came out with about 20 different words that mean this.
Og jeg kom op med omkring 20 forskellige ord som
betyder det her. Ask God for the outrageous, the ridiculous, the crazy, the unbelievable.
Bed Gud om det utrolige, det utænkelige, det det du ikke selv kan forestille dig.
And our church got it.
Og vores kirke fik fat i det her.
And in their private lives and in our and public lives we've asked God for the ridiculous.
Og i i vores privatliv, men også i vores kirkeliv, har vi bedt Gud om det latterlige.
And now more than ever.
Om nu mere end nogensinde.
We had a church planting conference just a few weeks ago.
Vi havde en kirkeplantekonference for et par uger siden.
And God challenged me again the same principle.
Og Gud udfordrer mig igen på det samme princip.
But for the lost.
Men for de fortabte.
And we were praying for God to plant churches in some cities in Denmark.
Og vi bad for at Gud han ville plante kirker i forskellige byer i
and
Danmark.
I just got up. I was motivated by the Holy Spirit to say no.
Og motiveret af Helligånden så rejste jeg op og sagde nej.
Not one soul ikke, is to be left in the kingdom of darkness.
Ikke én sjæl vil blive efterladt i mørkets
rige.
No
one left in Denmark who's not saved.
Ingen i Danmark skal undgå at blive frelst.
See, when God moved in Wales out of about 1.5 million people back then, they say there was only 4,000 people roughly that weren't saved.
Tilbage i Wales, da den store vækkelse ramte, der var der omkring ud af 1.5 million mennesker var der, siger man, omkring 4.000 som ikke blev frelst.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Our God can save everybody.
Vores Gud han kan frelse alle.
Why should we be satisfied with a large amount. Why can't we have everybody?
Hvorfor skal jeg nøjes med de 1,4 millioner et eller
andet? That's just the revelation that came to me. Believe for the ridiculous. No, God, every dog, every cat, every sheep, every cow, every blade of grass.
Det var den åbenbaring, der kom til mig. Nej, Gud, alle, hver eneste sjæl, hver eneste hund, hver eneste kat, hver eneste levende.
Every human being.
Hver eneste menneske.
Every street.
Hver eneste gade.
Every kitchen, every home filled with the glory of God in Denmark.
Fyldt med Guds kraft i Danmark.
Why not?
Hvorfor ikke?
If God is who he says he is.
Hvis Gud er den han siger han er.
And we are who he says we are.
Og vi er dem han siger vi er.
We can definitely do these things.
Så kan vi gøre de her ting.
Because all authority has been given to us.
For alt autoritet er givet
til os. I would love.
Jeg vil elske.
That on the British news.
At på britisk nyheder.
They would report.
Så vil de rapportere.
There's not one sickness in Denmark.
Der er ikke en eneste sygdom i Danmark.
The hospitals are completely empty.
Hospitalerne er tomme.
There's no all the mental homes. Alle the mental hospitals. There's no one mentally ill.
Alle mentalhospitaler, alle sygehus er tomme.
No sickness.
Ingen sygdom.
It has to go in the name of Jesus.
Det skal gå i Jesu navn.
The people are living a lot longer than here in Britain.
Mennesker lever længere end i England.
I tell you what would happen.
Jeg vil fortælle hvad der vil ske.
Ryanair and EasyJet would start making a lot more money because everybody would be coming to Denmark to get healed.
Ryanair og EasyJet ville komme til at tjene rigtig mange penge fordi alle ville komme til Danmark for at blive helbredt.
Why not?
Hvorfor ikke?
This is God we're talking about.
Det er Gud vi taler om her.
We need to raise our faith, start asking for the ridiculous.
Vi er nødt til at højne vores tro og begynde at tale eller at tro for det som ikke vi tror på.
Come on,
kom nu.
Let's take a break then for lunch.
Pause.
We'll continue.